The Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition, GACC, has asked government to critically investigate actions of public officials which led to the payment of money to a businessman, Alfred Agbesi Woyome. The coalition said that the confusion surrounding the Woyome judgment debt should be a source of worry to every Ghanaian, as it badly exposes severe weaknesses in the exercise of discretionary power by public officials who are supposed to act solely and exclusively in the public interest. This was contained in a statement issued in Accra and signed by the chairman of the coalition, Reverend Dr. Fred Degbe. We bring you a news desk report.
GACC said it had followed with concern the unfolding controversies and confusion related to the Woyome judgment debt case. It said the confusion had been worsened by events leading to the dismissal of the former Attorney General Martin Amidu and questioned the political commitment in fighting corruption and promote accountability when the system is unable to differentiate between party and government. The statement said, "This is a systematic problem that requires bipartisan response and sobriety to ensure that the ordinary Ghanaian taxpayer does not bear the brunt of these kind of institutional failures." The statement entreats the acting Attorney General to expedite action on the legal process initiated by his predecessor as directed by the President. The statement said the allegation of political interference in the Attorney General's mandate of prosecuting corrupt public officials in the ensuing judgment debt case confirmed the challenges confronting the dual role of the Attorney General as a principal legal advisor to government and also the initiator of public prosecution. It therefore called for the decoupling of the Attorney General's department from the Ministry of Justice to insulate prosecution of political officers. The statement also urged the ousted Attorney General Martin Amidu to provide all the information he has on the case to any of the independent anti-corruption institutions tasked with investigating the case using appropriate channels while protecting his integrity.
That was a news desk report.